Good morning, everyone. I'm Melanie Reif, the Administrative Law Judge for the Utah Public Service Commission. And this morning is the hearing in docket 14-223602. This matter is entitled, In the Matter of the Application of Windstream Holdings Incorporated, McLeod USA Telecommunications Services LLC, Paytech Communications Inc., Windstream Communications Inc., Windstream NTI Inc., Windstream Nuvox Inc., and Talk America Teleservices LLC for the approval of transfer of customers to Talk America Services LLC. And I think I need to make a correction because I just announced our 10:30 hearing instead of our 10 o'clock hearing. So, my apologies. I had the notice for the other one on top of the other. So, just a slight clarification. A lot is similar in both cases, but just for clarification, we're taking the CBCN application first, and that is docket 14-223601. And that is entitled In the Matter of the Application of Talk America Services LLC for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to Provide Resold Local Exchange and Inter-Exchange Telecommunication Services with the State of Utah. Just one other thing, I had a little bit of a cold, so it might be a little hard to understand. My voice is cracking a lot, so my apologies. I'm still getting better. So anyway, welcome again, and my apologies for getting that docket mixed up, but we will hear one right after the other this morning, and I'll try to do all I can to make this as efficient and quick for all of you. Mr. Evans, do you wish to start? We start with the appearances with you.
Yes, thank you. I'm William Evans of Parsons, Bailey & Latimer, here today for Talk America Services, LLC. And with us on the phone is Cesar Caballero from Talk America Services.
Bill, can you speak up a little bit louder, please?
Yes, thank you. Is that better?
Mr. Caballero, are you able to hear better?
I can hear you just fine, and I was able to hear Bill a little bit better. Yes, thank you.
Okay, excellent.
And I am Justin Jetter, representing the Utah Division of Public Utilities, and with me is Ronald Slusher, Utility Technical Consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. Welcome again, everyone. I'm going to do two things, and please, if there's anything else that you want to have addressed or brought to the Commission's attention, please make me aware of that, but I will at this point take administrative notice of the filing, the application from Talk America, which was filed with the Commission on September 24, 2014, as well as the Division's response to that and recommendation, which was filed on October 24th.
And are you taking administrative notice of the exhibits attached so that I don't later have to submit those in?
Correct. The application entails the entire application, including any exhibits attached.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So, Mr. Evans, you may proceed.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to get close onto this microphone so Mr. Caballero can hear. And Cesar, let me know if you're still having trouble. We're here to present evidence in support of the application of Talk America for Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. We appreciate you having taken notice, administrative notice of the application and exhibits. We have Mr. Caballero on the phone, prepared to offer testimony in support of the application, and if it please Your Honor, we would ask to call him now.
Good morning, Mr. Caballero.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Are you prepared to testify?
Yes, Your Honor.
And would you please raise your right hand?
It is raised.
Do you swear that the testimony that you will give today will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you, sir. You may proceed, Mr. Evans.
Good morning, Mr. Caballero. For the record, would you please state your name, business address, and your position in the company?
Yes, my name is Cesar Caballero. My business address is 4001 North Rodney Perham Road, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72212, and I am Senior Regulatory Counsel for Windstream Corporation.
And have you reviewed the application of Talk America Services for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity that has been filed in this docket?
I have.
And do you have knowledge of the contents presented in the application?
Yes, I do.
I noticed that the verification of the application was signed by Jeffrey Small, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development and Operations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But you have been designated and authorized by Talk America to serve as witness for this proceeding. Is that correct?
That is correct.
For the purposes of your testimony in this matter today, then, do you adopt as your own the statements made in Talk America's application?
Yes, I do.
And are those statements true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes or corrections that need to be made to the application?
No.
Do you have a copy of the application in front of you?
Yes, I do.
The application at page 2 states that this was filed in connection with a transaction involving the transfer of customers from certain indirect subsidiaries of Windstream, which the application calls the Windstream Companies, to Talk America Services. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And you understand that the commission must also approve the transfer of customers to Talk America?
Yes, I do.
And Windstream currently has on file with the commission an application seeking approval of that transfer of customers, correct?
That's correct.
Does Talk America intend to offer facilities-based services in Utah?
Not at this time. Talk America Services will initially provide services at resale. They will be reselling local exchange, inter-exchange, and broadband services to residential customers. If at any time in the future Talk America decides to offer facilities-based services, Talk America will advise the Commission and will comply with all necessary regulatory requirements.
Okay. The application at page 7 addresses the managerial qualifications of the team that will be responsible for the operation of Talk America in Utah. Can you turn to page 7, please?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and there are biographies attached in Exhibit A, is referenced there? Is that correct?
Yes. The exhibit has a summary of the experience of some of the key personnel that will be working with Talk America and will be handling the operations in Utah and all other states. As the exhibit shows, all of them are very capable. They have held positions with Windstream and other telecommunications companies in the past, and they will have the experience to manage Talk America services on a go-forward basis.
Are there any changes or corrections that you know of that should be made to the biographies of these people as set out in Exhibit A?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you about Exhibit B to the application. The application states that this is a pro forma financial statement. Is that right?
Yes. Talk America is a new company. They are not operating service yet in any state. So what the pro forma financials demonstrate is if Talk America was in business today, what its financial capability would be.
And the application at page 9 states that these financial statements are subject to change based on the final terms of reorganization and stock price allocation after the transfer of assets. Has that reorganization been completed?
No, it has not. It is expected to take place early next year.
So at present, the financial statements are the best representation you have of Talk America's financial condition?
Yes.
Has there been any opposition to Talk America's application for a certificate of convenience and necessity that you are aware of?
No.
Can you please describe why you believe it would be in the public interest for the Commission to issue a certificate to Talk America?
Yes, I think issuing a CPCN to Talk America will allow it to continue to provide high-quality telecommunication services without interruption to the current residential customers of the Windstream companies, who we anticipate will be transferred to Talk America with the Commission's approval. The transfer, along with the issuance of the CPCN, will allow Talk America to provide these residential customers with better quality services at very competitive prices. The entrance of Talk America into the market also will encourage the more efficient use of existing communications resources and will result in greater innovation and diversification, because Talk America will specialize on the residential market. As a result, Talk America's presence will have the effect of enhancing competition and increasing customer choice in the state.
Thank you. Mr. Caballero is available for cross.
Mr. Jenner, any questions?
No questions from the division, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. Appreciate your thoroughness.
Thank you.
Mr. Jenner?
Division would like to call Ron Slusher.
Mr. Slusher, good morning.
Morning.
Are you prepared to testify this morning?
Yes.
And do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Ron Slusher, S-L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm a utility technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
And in the course of your job at the Division of Public Utilities, have you had an opportunity to review the application in this docket made by Talk America?
Yes.
And have you reviewed the exhibits attached to that application?
Yes, I did.
And did you file a document titled Memorandum that shows up in the docket as comments from the DPU filed on October 24th, 2014?
Yes, I did.
And did you also create Exhibit A, which is an affidavit with your name on it?
Yes, I did.
And those have already been taken administrative notice of by administrative law judge. Is there any corrections or edits that you would like to make to either of those?
No.
And do all of the recommendations made therein still reflect the position of the Division of Public Utilities?
They do.
And specifically, does the Division of Public Utilities recommend approval of the application of Talk America services as being just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Finally, are you aware of any opposition to approval of this application?
I have not seen or heard of any opposition.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Jenner. Any questions for Mr. Slusher?
No questions, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Slusher, just one question, please. There was testimony from Mr. Caballero concerning the pro forma financial statement that was submitted in this docket, and in particular, it's attached as Exhibit B to the application. Is the division satisfied with what has been submitted?
Yes, with the way the structure is going to take place of transferring residential customers from Windstream companies to Talk America, it should be fine.
Is there anything further that you believe is necessary concerning the financial statement that has not been received?
No.
Okay. thank you, everyone, for your testimony and your time this morning in presenting this to the commission. Mr. Evans, before we adjourn this part of the hearing, I did want to ask you, as a matter of courtesy, was there a particular time frame that you were targeting?
I think that's a question for Mr. Caballero. I think the commission is usually very timely with these.
So we are hoping to close the transaction in the first quarter of 2015, Your Honor. And what we're targeting is to have all the regulatory approvals for the transaction by year end, if at all possible, so that we can make the necessary notifications and everything that will be required to all of these customers.
Okay. Mr. Caballero and Mr. Evans both, I don't see any problem with the commission getting this done very likely before the first quarter of 2015, if not by the end of 2014. Just wanted to make sure that there wasn't some sort of a expedited need.
Okay, thank you. May I offer one more comment on this? The rule at 746.349.6 provides that CLECs like Talk America that are subject to pricing flexibility are exempt from certain statutes and rules. We didn't specifically request the exemption in our application, but the rule is phrased in a way that the commission on its own, or ordinarily, I know it's the commission's practice to do that, but I wanted to go on the record with a request that we be granted the usual exemptions under that rule as part of the certificate.
Very good. Does the division have any response to that?
I have no response at this time. I haven't reviewed this particular issue with respect to this company.
Do you need a moment to do so, Mr. Fett?
If I could have just a minute.
Sure, let's be off the record.
Yes.
Mr. Jenner, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We're back on the record. Mr. Evans, just for my clarification, are you asking that the rule as a whole be applied, or was there a particular section of the rule that you believe is pertinent? And are you raising that in general, or are you raising it with respect to the financial statement?
I'm raising it in general. And I am just asking that the exemptions that appear under subparagraphs 1, 2, and 3 of that rule be applied. And I know it's the commission's usual practice to do that, but I didn't know whether they like to see a specific request in the application, and ours didn't have it. And so I'm just raising it here to make sure that we don't skip over that, because we would like those exemptions to apply just as they're stated in the rule.
Okay, and the exemptions that you mention being referred to by the commission, are you referring to the orders that you typically see in these kinds of dockets?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Jetter?
The division has no objection to that request. I believe that the application of the rule should generally apply those exemptions unless there's a reason not to. And I'm not aware of any reason why we would, I guess, not apply those exemptions in this case.
Okay. Thank you both. I would anticipate that you would see the typical order that we issue in these kinds of cases, but it is always helpful to highlight the issue. Mr. Evans, just to clarify, because this particular exemption does mention Lifeline, if we need to get this for Mr. Caballero, that's fine. Just for clarification, though, for the record, is Talk America intending to seek USF, in particular state USF?
Your
Honor, could you repeat the question? Is Talk America intending to receive any USF?
In particular, state USF
under the. No, Talk America Services will not be applying for any federal or state USF.
Okay, great. I'm glad to get that clarification. Thank you very much. Is there anything else that needs to come before the commission regarding this docket?
Nothing here.
Okay. Well, thank you once again. We'll be off the record, and we'll issue an order just as soon as we can.